I don't know about you, but now that it's warming up, my schedule is packed, and having a great story to keep me company really takes the stress out of it. That's why I subscribe to Audible. As a member, you can choose one title to keep every month from their entire catalog, plus the latest bestsellers and new releases. I'm about halfway through The Wolf in the White Van by John Darnielle. It is a gorgeously written thriller with a time travel plot unlike any I've ever come across. I can't wait to hear how it ends, and you can check it out with me. New members can try Audible free for 30 days. Just visit audible.com/WWHL or text WWHL to 500-500. That's audible.com/WWHL or text WWHL to 500-500.
Do you ever wonder where all your money went? Like every single time you look at your bank account? Honestly, it's probably all those subscriptions. I felt that way too, until I got Rocket Money. Rocket Money helped me see all the subscriptions I'm paying for, and it was eye-opening. Between streaming services, fitness apps, delivery services, it all adds up so quickly. Rocket Money is a personal finance app that finds and cancels your unwanted subscriptions, monitors your spending, and helps lower your bills. Rocket Money has over 5 million users and has helped save its members an average of $720 a year, with over 500 million in canceled subscriptions. Stop wasting money on things you don't use. Cancel your unwanted subscriptions by going to rocketmoney.com/Wondery. That's rocketmoney.com/Wondery. rocketmoney.com/Wondery.
Welcome to the Bravo Clubhouse for the podcast edition of Watch What Happens Live with me, Andy Cohen.
When it comes to Bravo fandom, they see each other. It's Watch What Happens Live at home with SE Cup, Meghan McCain, and Jerry O'Connell right now.
Andy Cohen's got the 411, king of midnight fun, MCAC, on Bravo TV.
Welcome to Watch What Happens Live at home from the Hamptons. I'm your host, Andy Cohen, with a trio of Bravo superfans who will hopefully make a less dramatic throuple than Brandy, Aaron, and Denise. Fingers crossed. My first guest co-hosts The View weekday mornings, which means she's home in time to debate the hot topics being discussed on Bravo every night. Please welcome our friend, Meghan McCain.
I'm so happy to be here. Thank you.
And as the host of SE Cup Unfiltered Saturdays on CNN, I have no doubt my next guest's years of studying the Housewives has prepared her to cover this administration. Say hi to SE Cup. Hi, SE.
Hi, I'm ready. I'm ready for this.
And just because this show is called Star Trek Lower Decks, it doesn't mean he'll settle for the lower level. Watch it when it premieres tomorrow on CBS All Access. It is our pal Jerry O'Connell in his BravoCon finest. Hi, Jerry O.
Hi, everybody. It's so fun to be here.
Oh, my God. This is great. And actually now, because Jerry, tell everyone where you are right now.
I'm at my neighbor. I want to thank the Shapiros for their amazing Wi-Fi. They actually paid for a premium Wi-Fi service. I'm so sorry. If Trump just banned this TikTok, I would have bandwidth at my house. My kids would stop being on it.
Now, every time Ramona Singer is on this show, it makes for an unforgettable evening. Unfortunately, Ramona does not share that view. Meghan, take a look at Ramona trying to remember you when she was on last week. Watch. Brad, will she know who this is?
Definitely.
Oh God, I know her. Oh my God, what's her name? She's lovely too.
I know.
I like her and she's lovely, but I don't remember her name.
Any idea what she does? Oh my God. Meghan, had you seen that clip, Meghan?
Yeah, a few people tweeted it to me and it made me sad because we had like a really nice conversation. We talked about her personal life a lot. Like I know a lot about her personal life, so that's what makes this awkward too. And she's like an on the DL Republican, which it's not so DL anymore. So like most Republicans know me and SE, like we're one of like four women still left on TV like this. So I don't know, but she didn't remember anyone. There was a bunch of people she didn't remember.
That's so like, on brand. That's Ramona's thing. Yeah.
It is.
I will always remember her. Okay.
Well, Jerry doesn't just admire the housewives from afar. He's actually close to a few of them. In fact, he's close enough to Denise Richards that he could factually say, "I was at your wedding, Denise," to paraphrase a viral tweet written by Meghan McCain. So since this season of Beverly Hills has Jerry's pal in the hot seat, I want to get his reaction, okay? Biggest question, Jerry O, do you believe Denise and Brandy had relations?
I have thought about this. My household has thought about this probably more than we've thought about COVID for the last few months. We really don't know. We just don't know.
I have to open it up to Meghan and SC. What do you two think?
I just think if someone comes to you with as ludicrous a scenario as Denise is saying it is, you laugh, you don't cry and you know, threaten people. Obviously, I don't know what happened, only they do, but she seems really bothered by this preposterous story, you know?
Meghan McCain.
Mm-hmm. Okay, so when I did believe this, but the way they approached her at dinner, I agreed with Sutton. Like, it's not how I would have approached this. It's very serious. And, you know, if this is her personal life, it's intense. She's married. And it's obviously, it was like exploding news when it first came out. But I do think they probably did. Just because, like Essie said, her reaction was so visceral and so intense.
Jerry, has Denise ever, yeah.
Let me just interject. I did like that it was brought out to the table and Teddy brought that out. I mean, this is Real Housewives of Beverly Hills, so stuff like that is supposed to happen. I mean, all this stuff aside, I think that Brandy has been on this season a total of about 4 minutes and has already had like tsunami-like situations that have come in. Andy, I think if anyone has made a case for being a new housewife next season, I think Brandy should definitely be on. This is
Jerry, why do you think Brandy said these things about Denise if they weren't true?
If they weren't true, if Brandy's saying this, and I don't know if it is, I mean, I think Brandy is making a play to be on next season.
Yeah.
And I think Brandy deserves a seat at the table. I just think that Brandy's great. I'm a huge fan. This is what we're all talking about.
There you go. Well, with their freakish fandom combined, Meghan, Essie, and Jerry are possibly the world's deepest well of Bravo knowledge. If I could throw a penny down that well, my wish would be for their hot takes. Let's go through the drama of the day with Bravo No They Didn't, Superfan Edition. Beverly Hills, Denise is confused as to why Rinna didn't tip her off about the Brandy allegations and waited for Teddy to blindside her at dinner. Is this an act of Rinna's? Is this act of Rinna's a true betrayal of her close friend? What do you think, Essie?
I would have preferred my close friend to be the one to tell me, Meghan. But
yeah, Essie and I are best friends, just FYI. I feel like that background.
However, Rinna knows from experience, everyone kills the messenger. Everyone. So she did not want to be the one to vocalize it to Denise, but she still should have as her friend.
Meghan, tonight we saw Denise apologize to Erica on Aaron's behalf. Did Aaron get too involved in the ladies' drama, or was he just defending his wife?
Yes, I hate it when the men get involved. And I also thought his cancer thing, like the fact that he thinks that he has cured cancer, I do not like it at all. I'm like very triggered by people. In fact, Essie and I have texted about this many times. Like, I'm very put off by people that tell me they have the cure to cancer. And, you know, if you do, please let our medical industries know, because a lot of us would like to have it. So I've been over Aaron this season, but I still like Denise.
Raise your hands, people. Was Dorit's 45-minute delay to accessorize her dinner look worth it?
Yes. Yes.
Yes. Essie?
Yes.
No, I never think it's worth it to be late. I love it. It was amazing. Want to be her for Halloween. However, you gotta be on time when everyone's thinking. It's not just the housewives, it's the crew and everyone else.
All right. Switching to Below Deck Med. Did Chef Kiko deserve to be fired, or was he in over his head? Did he deserve to be fired? Show of hands if yes.
Oh, just SE.
All right, show of hands. Sandy is convinced Hannah's checked out of her job. Is Sandy looking for problems where there aren't any? Yes. Raise your hand if yes.
Love Captain Sandy. Love Captain Sandy. Great decision maker.
Yeah.
Okay. Who is your favorite crew member this season, Jerry O'Connell? Happy to see Bugsy again?
Yeah, I am happy to see Bugsy. She's kind of kooky and a lot of fun. I have to say, I do not like all the PDA that's happening. You know, when you're taking a primary to some castle that Chopin played at, that's a joke, everyone. I don't think you should be making out and taking photos in front of the primaries. I'm not for that. I don't like it when people are making out at work. But my favorite, I think, hey, listen, I love the food at Chuck E. Cheese. I'm going to go with Kiko. I thought those all nachos looked really good.
For but I do now switching.
Say, Hannah should have gone up to Sandy and said, I told him to make those nachos. Yeah. I told him to make Chuck E. Cheese food.
Yeah. Switching to New York, Dorinda's behavior this season, she's been a little upset, a little angry. Anyone have a comment?
I love Dorinda. She's deep in grief. She's not, I recognize it because I've had it myself. She did not deal with her husband's death and it's coming out in this way and she needs serious therapy and she can call me anytime. I've been there, but that is what I see in this is like someone who has not dealt with her husband's death properly.
Ladies, thoughts on Ramona making her 50 closest friends pony up $100 each to buy her a Gucci bag for her birthday. Was the bag worth it? Thumbs up, thumbs down. Thumbs down, thumbs up from Jerry.
I'm doing it for my birthday, February 17th.
Okay, well, listen, you three obviously have your fingers on the Bravo pulse. You're going to have to remove them to do some very public finger pointing. It is time to play Who Was at Fault? I'm going to walk us through some of the most epic feuds ever to appear on Bravo. You're going to say, who's to blame? The ultimate question, who was at fault in the demise of their friendship? Bethany or Jill? S.E. Cup.
Jill.
Megan.
Jill.
Jerry O.
I'm always team Bethany, except when it comes to Bethany and Carol. I'm saying Jill was at fault.
All right. Who was to blame in the years of family drama between them? Teresa or Melissa? S.E. Cup.
Teresa.
Megan McCain.
Teresa, and it was wrong.
Jerry O.
Teresa's been upset since Melissa was on the show day one.
Yep.
Who was the most at fault in their years of constant arguing and disagreements? Nene or Kim Zolciak? S.E. Cup.
Ooh, that's tough. Nene did a lot of baiting and Kim did a lot of taking.
Yep.
Megan.
Yeah. You know what? Nene, it's like I can never quit her. Like, I love her and it doesn't matter what she does that's so bad. I love her till the end of time. So, for whatever reason, she's one of those people that always gets a pass with me, which is weird, but I love her.
Jerry O.
Everything Megan just said. You know, Nene can't be at times can't be the easiest to get along with, but Kim is a little out there sometimes.
Yeah. Who was at fault? Whose side were you on for Puppygate? Vanderpump or everyone else? S.E. Cup.
Everybody else.
Megan McCain.
I mean, everybody else. I agree. And I did. Vanderpump was one that was easy for me to quit, for whatever that's worth.
Jerry
like,
O.
I don't miss her.
Oh, I'm actually not over Vanderpump yet. It's been interesting watching a Vanderpump-less Beverly Hills this season and who is sort of gunning for that throne. I think Dorita's making a big play for it.
I think Kyle is.
Kyle
is.
I'm Team Dorit.
All right, there we go. We're going to leave it there. Now, my guests probably are not all that eager to play favorites between their beloved Bravo celebrities, but not even screaming Bravo, Bravo, effing Bravo can Bravo, save Bravo, them Bravo, for Bravo, what I've Bravo. Got planned next. It's time to give out some Bravo superlatives. I'm going to list off awards categories. You say which Bravo celebrity deserves a trophy for each one. I will go around the horn, starting with S.E. Cup. Which housewife is the best dressed? S.E. Cup.
Dorit.
Megan McCain.
Erica.
Jerry O'Connell.
I'm sorry, Erica, but when Dorit was walking the piazza in Roma, it has got to be Dorit. She is looking magnifique.
Okay. Which Bond. Housewife in all of the galaxy is the biggest pot stirrer? S.E. Cup.
Historically, I guess Teresa. Teresa really likes to mix it up.
Megan McCain.
Is it Lisa Rinna? I think she like prides herself on that.
Jerry O'Connell.
The biggest pot stirrer. Who's starting the most
or
fights?
Faith, I guess. Yeah. Sorry.
I guess. I don't really have an answer for that. I'm sorry. I mean, they're all starting stuff. I need a couple seconds to think about. Let me get back to that.
Okay. Which housewife has the least supportive husband? S.E. Cup.
Right now, it's Aaron, because getting involved in your wife's business is not supportive. The whole time, it's Jody DJ.
Megan.
Kenya's. Screw that guy. I hate it.
Jerry.
Good one.
I think it's pretty obvious Shane is the least supporting of everyone.
Interesting. Back in Orange County. Who wins Best Sir Employee SE Cup?
Oh, it's my girl Sheena all day. Sheena's
yes.
Megan McCain.
Sheena, because I think she's the only one like really still working there. Yeah.
Last one standing, Shayna. That's no. it. She's the last one.
Okay. Who throws the best shade in the Housewives Galaxy? SE Cup.
See, I think it's Giselle. I think Giselle takes Kenya's shade to another level.
Megan McCain.
I think Portia. She
Jerry O'Connell.
Nene or Kenya.
Okay, last question. Which Bravo couple wins the cutest couple in your eyes? SE Cup.
Mine honestly has to be Frederick and Derek.
They're cute.
What do you mean?
Megan McCain.
I really love Lisa Rinna and Harry Hamlin's relationship.
Like, Jerry O.
Aaron and Denise, let me tell you something. If there's a threesome, I want that Aaron. I'll probably take all of Aaron. I want a piece of that. I want to get cured with sound waves, baby.
Thanks for playing. Guess what? We're sending each of you a welcome to the Berserkshires crew neck sweatshirt. This is available on shopbybravo.com, but check your mail. We're going to send it to each of you. I have some questions for all of you. Jerry, I thought that was really sweet of you to support your friend Ellen DeGeneres on Instagram the other day. Why did you come out and support her?
You know what? I just don't like I don't like it when I go on Twitter and I see everybody jumping on people who they don't even know. And I know them both and I like them very much.
Megan McCain, Jenny Tolan wants to know if you'll continue working on The View after your baby is here.
Why does everyone ask me if I'm getting fired or quitting every 20 seconds? No other host has to deal with this BS. Yes, I'm coming back. It's an election cycle. Like, I'm assuming,
Megan, I mean, you've said this, and I just want to reiterate it because this could be the last time I see you until the baby's born. You are voting for Joe Biden, I'm assuming.
I'm not saying who I'm voting for, and Essie's not saying who she's voting for, but I'm not voting for Trump, but I really want to see who he chooses, and I want to see how this plays out, and I want to see the debates, and I'm like such a last minute. I mean, I'm so spoiled because I've loved so many elections, and this one's not my favorite for a lot of different reasons.
Well, I'm voting for Kanye. Hey, I wanted to say my imposter is going to be Brandi Glanville, especially after this week.
Thank you very much. I knew you would come up with the answer.
Bring her back.
It's not every night that we have three diehard housewife historians on the show. For tonight's Moment of Mazel, we're doing something a little different. Each of my guests will name, wait for it, who they think is the GOAT of Real Housewives. Who is the greatest Real Housewife of all time? Ladies and Jerry, you each have 15 seconds to make your case. And because we love a shady poll, our viewers at home will vote for which of your answers they like best on our Twitter, at BravoWWHL. Okay, Megan, you first.
Okay, I chose Erica because she really changed the game for Housewives. After she was on the show, all of a sudden everybody has a glam squad all the time. And I know you guys like Dorit, but she wouldn't have that if Erica didn't start it first. She's also a legitimate performer. She's a little legitimate musician. And I think she changed the way we look at Housewives. And I think
time's up. Well done. SE Cup, your time starts now.
It's got to be the OG of the OC, Vicky Gunvalson. He defined the role for so many to follow. The good, the bad, the terrible. He started it all. Every housewife.
Thank you, SE Cup. Jerry O'Connell, your life has been leading up to this moment. Who is the GOAT of Real Housewives? Go.
Listen to me. This woman has been the best rookie of all time. Leah McSweeney has potential to be the number one. The number one. Came into a very volatile situation, has embraced all of them. A little worried about her starting to drink again. She's got a baby daddy who's always by
her side. Your time is up. That is great.
Down. We love you, Leah.
Your time is up. That is phenomenally fascinating. Thank you, everybody. Don't forget to vote for your fave on our Twitter, at BravoWWHL. I want to thank Megan, SE, and Jerry for being here. Tomorrow night, we have a huge show. It's our celebration of Roni's 200th episode with Countess Luann and a ton of surprises. Watch our after show now on Twitter Live. Good night, everybody.
Megan, it's hot, it's summer, and we are still stuck at home.
And your problem with that is, you know what I love to do from the comfort of my own home?
What's that?
I like to binge watch Bravo shows.
And now you can watch some of your favorite Bravo shows, including full seasons on Peacock.
Peacock is NBC Universal's new streaming service, and it's chock full of Bravo content.
You can stream full seasons of Below Deck, Below Deck Med, Southern Charm, and The Real Housewives of Dallas today.
You can learn more at peacocktv.com.
Hey, Dave.
Yeah, Randy.
Since we founded Bombas, we've always said our socks, underwear, and T-shirts are super soft. Any new ideas?
Maybe sublimely soft.
Or disgustingly cozy.
Wait, what?
I got it. Bombas. Absurdly comfortable essentials for yourself.
And for those facing homelessness.
Because one purchased equals one donated.
Wow, did we just write an ad?
Yes.
Bombas. Big comfort for everyone. Go to bombas.com/Wondery and use code Wondery for 20% off your first purchase.
This Mother's Day, celebrate the extraordinary women in your life with a heartfelt gift from Blue Nile. Whether it's for your mom, a mother figure, or yourself as a mom, find that perfect piece to express your love and appreciation. Explore Blue Nile's exquisite pearls and mesmerizing gemstones that she's sure to love. Enjoy fast shipping options like guaranteed free shipping and returns. Make this Mother's Day unforgettable with a piece from Blue Nile. Right now, get up to 50% off at BlueNile.com. That's BlueNile.com.
Hey, everybody. It's the After Show with Meghan McCain from The View, weekdays on ABC. She comes back after Labor Day with the show Essie Cup Unfiltered, Saturdays at 6 on CNN. Jerry O'Connell stars in The Secret, Dare to Dream, available on demand now. And Star Trek Lower Decks, premiering tomorrow on CBS All Access. So, Meghan DCar84 wants to know, who is your VP pick for Biden? Who do you think he should pick?
I think if he's smart, he'll choose someone like Tammy Duckworth because she's very hard to attack because she's a veteran and she has such a long history. But I know that there's a huge debate that people want a black woman to be chosen. I know 100% who he shouldn't pick. I don't think Susan Rice is a good choice at all because she's never been elected to anything. But hopefully we'll know. We're supposed soon. To know, like, today.
How often are you in contact with Vice President Biden?
I haven't talked to him in a little while, but up until he started running for president, it was pretty frequent. But I, you know, he's very busy, so I only try and contact them if I really, really need something, and I haven't recently.
Thoughts, SE, thoughts on Bravo breaking the fourth wall a lot lately with the Bravo, 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 and Ramona, you know, telling the producers to shut it down.
Yeah, I mean, as a viewer, I always appreciate seeing how things come together, how the sausage is made, and to know that, like, these are real people, you know, going through a show. It's not scripted. It's not, they can't control things, even though they want to. I actually think that's great when it happens organically, when
right.
naturally, and you can tell, like, people aren't trying to set it up. I think that's cool for the viewer to see occasionally.
You know, I want to add something also. We've been watching Housewives now for over 10 years, and it's fun to see another dimension, you know? It's it's interesting. And, you know, a lot of these ladies, when they do this show, it's not like they're becoming famous locally like it used to be with OC and Atlanta and stuff. These ladies are becoming international stars, you know? So there's more at stake.
Jerry, you look like a snack in that tank top.
Yeah, man. This is my jam. This has been my COVID jam everywhere. I can't tell you how, if I wear this, it's better than any Yankees jersey, Jets jersey.
Ever really?
I wear this, people roll windows down and go, Bravo!
Meghan and SE, Victor B. wants to know, before she became a housewife, were either of you familiar with Wendy Osefo, since she's a political commentator?
I hadn't heard. She's New York comic, right? PhD. I had not heard of her. I'm interested to get to know her more.
Jerry, Maya B. wants to know, if BravoCon was to happen this year, who would you dress up as this time? Last year you were Captain Lee and Ken Todd.
I don't know. It's really of the moment who is airing at that time. You know, when BravoCon happened, back when we could all get together, it was right after Ken Todd said goodbye, Kyle. Goodbye, Kyle. So I was just running around the convention yelling goodbye, Kyle, holding a jiggy. So whoever's popular that week, you know.
SE Cup, Jordy B. wants to know if you know any details about the pending nuptials between your pal Rick Leventhal and Kelly Dodd.
Oh my God, it's the best.
Look, that whatever they're planning is their business. I'm so happy for them. I've known Ricky forever. And when I say worlds colliding,
yeah,
I mean worlds, like bizarro worlds colliding. But I'm happy
for sure.
Oh my. Hey, shout out to Mr. Leventhal, who had great coverage over the weekend. When all the action was happening a couple months ago, he jumped in on some special bulletins. He was cool.
I think I'm going to leave it there. I want to thank you guys, Megan McCain, SC Cup, Jerry O'Connell. Thank you guys so much. We're going to leave it there. For more, click around BravoTV.com. Thanks for listening to the podcast, everybody. Hope you enjoyed the show. Remember, new episodes go live Monday through Friday at 4 p.m. Eastern Time. Make sure you're subscribed. Have a great rest of your night.
Business can mean a lot of things. For some, it's earning reports, the top MBA program, investments. But business isn't everything we do. Side hustles that explode into the next billion-dollar company.
I need to create my own product that I control what the marketing is for.
Unconventional ideas that change the world we live in.
AI is everywhere, with venture capital pouring in.
From Elon Musk,
he took a massive axe and swung it through Twitter's workforce.
To Taylor Swift,
she is unstoppable as her Eras Tour stimulated local economy.
Your favorite coffee shop down the street to the vacation house you rented last weekend. Whatever business means to you, Wondery is the destination for business podcasts. Listen to top business shows like How I Built This, Business Wars, The Best One Yet, Business Movers, and many more. Everything from top daily news.
There was more ranch dressing sold last year than ketchup and barbecue sauce.
We're buying the dip, literally.
To deep dives on the biggest successes and failures of our time.
20,000 people lost their jobs.
Wondery means business.
Welcome to the small town of Chinook, where faith runs deep and secrets run deeper. In this new thriller, available exclusively on Wondery Plus, religion and crime collide when a gruesome murder rocks the isolated Montana community. Everyone is quick to point their fingers at a drug-addicted teenager, but local deputy Ruth Vogel isn't convinced. She suspects connections to a powerful religious group. Enter federal agent V.B. Loro, who has been investigating a local church for possible criminal activity. The pair form an unlikely partnership to catch the killer, unearthing secrets that leave Ruth torn between her duty to the law, her religious convictions, and her very own family. But something more sinister than murder is afoot, and someone is watching Ruth. With an all-star cast led by Emmy nominee Sanaa Lathan and Star Wars Kelly Marie Tran, Chinook is available exclusively and ad-free on Wondery Plus. Join Wondery Plus in the Wondery app or on Apple Podcasts.